Ortiz has got to take better care of the ball. As down the other way, here we go. Oh, and it's stolen away by Morgan. She'll flip the ball, and Ortiz can't save it. Tried hard to save it, and it'll stay Tiger ball. Boy, good hustle. The Bobcats continue to do what they've done all tournament long, is hustle after every loose ball.
Yeah, that's really what pays here at the state tournament. You come to play, so you better put your body on the line at this point and go get it.
Tigers inbound the ball. They'll get it in and work it around the perimeter again. They throw it underneath. Oh, and it's blocked away, and it's still on the ground. Morgan will scoop it up for the Bobcats, and will head the other way. Morgan on the run for the Bobcats. Pulls up, looks, gets rid of it to Alcantar. Alcantar will set up the offense, right side to Morgan. Morgan looks deep in the corner. It's not there. Now to Ortiz, left side to Alcantar. Alcantar on the wing, back up top to Morgan. Morgan will dribble up, one dribble into Ward's, back at the free throw, back to Morgan, left side to Alcantar, underneath Abeda. Now they throw it all the way to Ward's back. She puts it up and in. Great feed to Ward's back, and she takes it strong and lays it up and in, and it's 8-5. Pressure again in the backcourt. Tigers will get it in. It's tipped up, and the Tigers will gather it in. They look cross-court. It's knocked away again, but Tigers will gather it and reset the offense. Deep in the far corner, head fake, dribble drive to the basket. Ross puts it up and in. Ross throws the baseline and put it up and in, and it's 8-7. Bobcats in the front court. Alcantar gets it to Morgan. She'll stand in the corner, back to Alcantar at the top. Over to Morgan, right side, deep in the corner, Abeda. Abeda head fakes, now gets it back up to Morgan on the right wing. At the elbow, now to Abeda, underneath, dribble drive, look, and they're going to grab her from behind, and they're going to say it's a jump ball. And again, there's that physicality that I was talking about, and the Bobcats with no fouls, and sometimes, you know, Aaron, you like to see the fouls. You like to see a little bit of physicality from your team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think at this point, you know, we got 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter, and they're working hard. Again, the officials are letting them settle in a little bit, bang a little bit, see what's going to happen here, let them establish the rhythm to this game.
Allie Payne back in the game as she took a slight breather. Pressure again from the Bobcats. Weldon with the ball in the backcourt still as she throws it up to Montoya. Now they got it in the front court. They'll work it around the perimeter. Cross court pass to Weldon. She had fakes and she traveled. And still, early on in the game, you see the tentativeness of each team.
Yeah, still trying to really establish, trying to run their offensive set, swing the ball a little bit. Everybody getting settled in here as we begin this game.
Alcantar back into the game along with Quintana. Payne will dribble the ball up, kicks it left side to Ortiz. Oh, and she traveled. She knew it, too. I mean, there was no question about it. So a turnover by the Bobcats, and quite a few turnovers early on by both teams, as we said. Tentativeness by both teams. 8-7 your score, 2:05 here in the first quarter. Tigers inbound, looking after the set play, still looking, and Quintana will knock it away, but the Tigers will gather it in. They'll swing it left side to Weldon. Weldon, head fakes, throws it up underneath, jumper on the way, and it's up and good. Good feed to number 35, Hohola, as she laid it up and in. The Tigers back up on top. Alcantar in the front court all the way up to Ortiz, and what are we getting? We're getting an offensive charge against Alcantar, and that'll be the first foul. And she looks over to coach and with a big smile, but she definitely passed the ball and crashed the player.
Yeah, couldn't hold up the momentum on that one.
So Alcantar picks up the first foul. First foul on the Bobcats. Pressure in the backcourt again from the Bobcats. Lunas will get it in the front court. Jenneret with the ball, cross court over to Weldon. Weldon back underneath, the ball knocked away by Quintana. Great hand up to Alcantar in the front court, down underneath to Quintana. She ran the floor all the way down and scooped the ball and turned around and laid it up and in. What a great play. 10-9. Bobcats really, really, as far as offensively, just playing well.
Getting their hands up, getting the passing lane, getting that turnover and pushing the ball up the floor.
Jenneret. Three-point basket, wide open over there, and she puts it up and in, and it's 12-10. Tigers. Bobcats in the backcourt, needs to get it up hurry. Ortiz will dribble in the front court, gets the ball knocked away, and she throws it away. Oh, Ward's back will save it to Alcantar. Good save by Ortiz. Payne, three-pointer deep behind the line. Oh, and she buries it. Payne buries a three-pointer, and the Bobcats are back up 13-10. Weldon in the backcourt for Las Lunas. They'll throw it up into the front court to Jenneret. Now, Torres with the ball. They'll work it around the perimeter. Weldon will dribble drive right side, tries to go underneath the basket. She has to throw it out. There's a three-pointer again off the side of the arc. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. They'll bring it out top, reset with 27 seconds to go. Dribble drive in the lane. Now they'll work it around the perimeter, and Weldon will look back at Coach, and she'll reset the play as she calls it out. 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They'll work it around. Right wing, cross-court pass over to Hohola. Baseline, she tries to go under everybody, misses as she tried to force the play. 9 seconds to go. Up to Weldon. Weldon will pull it back. And they're looking to go right side. They're going to have to put up the three-pointer. It's side of the iron, and there's the buzzer for the end of the first quarter. 13-12, Bobcats up by one. We'll take a one-minute timeout on 107.9 Pirate Radio.